Our next speaker is Victorien, who is one of the lead maintainers of the Biome open source project. Big round of applause for Victorien.
Hi everyone. Is everyone heard me? It's okay? Is everyone heard me? Yeah? I'm Victorien and I'm one of the Biome lead maintainers. In this talk, I will present some unique characteristics of Biome. And we take a high overview of its internal, how it achieves this kind of unique characteristics. What is Biome first? Biome is a code linter. Biome analyzes your code statically to find bugs, to enforce convention within a team. It's similar to ESLint. Biome supports natively JavaScript, TypeScript, JS6, TS6. Unlike ESLint, you don't need to install zillion of plugins, and you don't need extra dependencies or extra configuration to support TypeScript. Biome also tries to output helpful diagnostics. It brings you some context, explains the issue, and provide a course of action to solve the issue. For example, in the figure, you have a unique Biome rule named no accumulating spread, and they warn you against the use of accumulation, the spread operator, sorry, in reduce and maps. Biome currently provides 200 rules. Some are unique to Biome, and others come from ESLint, ESLint, TypeScript, and other plugins. And one of our contributors is currently working on Tailwind class sorting. Biome is also a code formatter. You can format JavaScript, TypeScript, JS6, TS6, JSON, JSON-C. And we're currently working on CSS formatting. In contrast to Prettier, Biome is able to format invalid code, as demonstrated in the animation. Last November, one of the maintainers of Prettier launched a 10,000 bounty. The goal was to create an alternative to Prettier, a faster alternative written in Rust, and that matching the Prettier output, in particular for the JavaScript formatter. Other guys come in the play and add money, reaching $25,000. And in 1 month, we made it. We reached 97% of compatibility with the JavaScript formatter, not only for JavaScript, but also for TypeScript, JS6, TS6, and JSON. One question remains, is Biome fast? According to our users, it is. For example, here we have an employee of OpenAI that tests Biome. And using Biome to replace ESLint and Prettier, they reduce the linting and formatting time from 1 minute to about 2 seconds. Biome is also a growing community. We have we reach 170,000 weekly downloads on NPM, and we have a big player that start using Biome. We have Astro, we have Airespec, it's a project from Bad Dance. We have Sentry, Vercel, and we have a gold sponsor, Shigureto, a Japanese company. Now you are familiar with Biome, I propose you to take a look to its internal. Biome uses a leader-follower architecture. We have a main thread, the leader thread. The leader thread spawn a thread for each file to process. This allows to scale with the number of threads on your computer. each thread parts of the file in a structured form, a tree, and handle the file, for example, formatting, linting, and so on. Usually, code formatters and code linters in the JavaScript world keep every white space, every character, and the very tolerant parser is able to represent a missing piece in the tree. For example, here we have a hole because the variable is not initialized. And we have also a bogus node in some other case. And yes, we are able to format and fix the linting issue by replacing var by let and removing trailing space and indentation. If I use less indentation, that's fine. Many rules are like no var or no accumulating spread. Directly query the concrete syntax tree to output diagnostics. But sometimes you have some rule more complex. For example, no unused variables. In the following code, the name variable in the conditional is unused. For this kind of rule, it's very hard to implement the rule just using the concrete syntax tree. In that case, it's good to have extra information, for example, in terms of scope, lexical scope. For example, you can see the name parameter is shadowed by the local variable name in the conditional. And you have also to handle hoisting issue with function, var, classes. To do so, instead of querying directly the tree, we consume the tree and provide an extra data in a semantic model. The semantic model is able to answer questions like, find me all references of such declaration, and is this reference a write reference, a read reference? For example, in the previous example, the name is unused because it's only write, it's not read. In September, we have a first version of NameResolver, but a very simple NameResolver. The goal of a random resolver is to bind declaration to their references. Basically, this name resolver assigns a unique identifier for each declaration, and they follow an invariant that is a reference referred to a single declaration. You have some example here. Or it's correctly handled scope because the name parameter is linked to the use of the name parameter is linked to the parameter, for same for the return value, and in the local variable case, it's also correctly bound. The issue is this name resolver doesn't play well with TypeScript. In fact, in TypeScript, you can use the same name for type and variables. For example, here you have an interface and function with the same name. And using this first version of the name resolver, you can see some issue. For example, here the return type person is bound to the function name, and the export only reference the function. Actually, a reference in TypeScript can reference several declarations. Here, the export reference both the interface and the function. And we have also to differentiate between types and variables because the return type reference the type and not the function. In fact, it's... Yes, maybe... Okay. We can just conclude here. A reference can reference a variable, a type, or both. In fact, it's even worse than that, because in TypeScript, a reference can reference an infinite number of declarations. Here, you have an example of the E the E-type, in fact, reference three infer declaration. You have also other issues. For example, in TypeScript, it's possible to partially reference a type, type variable. For example, a class is both a type and a variable. And here you have the first reference only the variable, and the last one reference only the type. So to support TypeScript, we don't want, in fact, to handle every edge cases because it's very complex to expose this to the developer, to the implementer of the linter rules. It's similar to you have a reality, it's TypeScript, and you want to model a simplification that cover most of the cases. What I propose is to keep the invariant that simplify the API. It's a reference referred to a single declaration. And we handle edge cases with export, infer, and others with different code. And we keep also important characteristics at type and variable with the same name are possible, and type and variable duality with classes, for example. I implemented a second version of a name resolver. In fact, the name resolver add a tag to every declaration and references, a type or variable tag. For example, here the interface has a tag T for type, and the unique identifier we previously talked about. And for variable, for example, function, we have a tag variable, and so on. And the reference refer either a type or a variable. With this new name resolver, it's possible to detect some issue. For example, here we have a function, it's unused function, and the type is used. And one important aspect is you don't expose the type variable duality in the semantic model. It's only a resolving pace. Once you resolve the names, you just remove the tag, and you have, as previously, the same API. You can ask every references of each declaration, and so on. In conclusion, Biome is a formatter as a linter. It also supports import sorting. Biome is fast because it's written in Rust. It uses multi-core capabilities. Biome is editor ready because they use an error-tolerant parser and a concrete syntax tree. And we support TypeScript, JS6, TS6. It's battery included. And we have a tip-aware semantic model that allows to implement some interesting rules as use import tip, use export tip. This year and later, we plan to implement to support more languages, CSS, HTML, Markdown, and more frameworks, Vue, Angular, Svelte, Astro. We have already some support for React. We want to improve linter capabilities, multi-file analysis, because for now, we are only able to analyze file by file. And we cannot analyze an entire project. And we want also to implement a simplified type system to implement some rule of ESLint TypeScript. We want also to support plugins. It's a requested feature by many users. And expand the tool chain with other tools, for example, transcode transformation, and so on. If you want to help us, you can try Biome first and report issue feedbacks. You can also contribute to Biome. We have a good first issue on the repository. We have also great resource to create lint tool. Emma, the other lead maintainer, created a video for creating a lint tool. If you have money, you can sponsor us also. Thank you. And I just put some commands. In fact, you can format your code base, you can lint, and you can do both with a single command, format and lint. Thanks. Have you some questions? Yes?
What version of ECMAScript are you targeting?
Sorry, I don't.
What version of ECMAScript are you targeting?
But Atmosphere.
Sorry, can you repeat?
You can maybe.
Yeah.
What version of ECMAScript are you targeting?
Advertises?
The
last one.
Are there any other question? Yeah. Can you shout?
Can we use custom rules? Can we write custom rules already?
It's a recurrent question. Currently, no, because we don't support plugins. Okay. But we have a core contributor, but currently working on that. We explore two options. First is WASM or JavaScript possibility for writing plugin, and another one is with a domain-specific language, maybe with a GridQL. Yes?
For large projects that have like a larger hosting configuration, might be difficult to switch to the Biome, the JSON stuff.
Yes, so in the next version, we plan to add some migration tool for Preture, but we're also thinking about to do the same for ESLint. And unfortunately, we have some differences with ESLint. Most of ESLint rules has an equivalent Biome rule, but we have some differences in the option. For example, we support less option because sometimes we think it's not relevant to support some option. We have also some rules are split in two rules, for example. I can give you an example. It's novice alias in ESLint. In fact, ESLint forbids you to write, for example, const self equal this. In fact, we think it's too restrictive. We decide to split in two rules. First is useless this alias. In fact, it checks for useless this alias. For example, you use an arrow function here. You don't need to alias this with self. You can just remove the aliasing. And we have a second rule. It's use arrow function, but try to replace function with arrow function. And combining both, you have the same functionality as ESLint, but less opinionated. And we have also other rules, more strict, but depend of the case. And this kind of differences make a bit hard to create a migration tool, but we're working on that. Yes?
Sorry, can you just repeat the question each time, because for the live streaming?
Okay. The question is, Preture is opinionated. Is Biome the same? What's that? And yes, because in fact we decide to match Preture output because of the challenge. And we implemented every option of Preture, and we decide to match its output. And yes, some users are not so happy because they don't like Preacher. But most of the JavaScript world use Preacher. I think it's a good thing to match Preacher on that. Yes?
With TypeScript ESLint, it has some quite advanced rules, but it depends on the type. So for example, it will warn you if you call an async function without using await, because it knows that the function returns a promise. Is this the kind of thing you do at the moment? And if not, do you have plans for that kind of semantic analysis?
Yes. In fact, currently we implement about half the rules of TypeScript ESLint. It's basically all rules that don't require type information. And for this kind of rule, no floating promises, I think so, it's this rule, yes. We need type information. We have several ideas, but personally, and the team also, want to explore a simplified type system. In fact, we want to base our implementation on the new, the upcoming isolated declaration mode of TypeScript. It's for this, the next version, or maybe the next one. And the idea is you require to have a bit more annotation in the code, and combining this mode with a simplified type inference system, you can in fact achieve most of a type query in a code base. And I think this mode will gain a lot of support because it's built by Bloomberg, and it brings a lot of performances in the TypeScript world. I think in 1 or 2 years, this mode will be the default. I think it's a great bet for us. Thanks.
Any other question? No. Big round of applause for Victoria.